If we look at the one sort of declared outcome to date, that for the Finance Minister Marape, there's some huge questions being asked, I think very legitimately, in why the number of votes cast were well over the number in the electoral roll. There seemed to be many, many more votes than the numbers in the electoral roll, and many, many more votes than the population estimated in the Taree region in the most recent census. So these are very crude manipulations of the count, much cruder than I expected.
Therefore, your belief, I think, is that the Electoral Advisory Committee, despite the obvious problems they were having, should have stuck around, because in that case alone, they could have called foul.
Well, that's right. And it's interesting, the Electoral Commissioner Gamato indicates he hasn't really accepted the resignations because those resignations needed to go to the Governor-General. The Governor-General appointed this committee with their three eminent participants, representatives of Transparency International, a professor of law from the University of Papua New Guinea, and the Ombudsman himself. So these are people who may be able to get enough information that is coming in to indicate these almost mathematical impossibilities for them to make the recommendation to the Governor-General that in certain electorates they shouldn't be declared as having been won, they should be declared as failed elections, and the election rerun.
The opposition leader, Don Pollier, as you might expect, is claiming that the election has been and is being rigged in favour of Prime Minister Peter O'Neill and his party. As I say, you would expect him to say that. But, I mean, there does seem to be evidence mounting that, at the very least, there is gross incompetence, and at worst, there is something criminal going on here.
Well, and the initial hope was that clearly there is... This has been a chaotic election in many ways, and it's interesting that not only the current leader of the opposition is talking about the difficulties of this election in comparison to others, it's interesting that even Sir Michael Somare, who isn't standing, is saying this is the worst and most chaotic election he's seen throughout all of PNG's history. He's well placed, I think, to make that sort of judgment. So what I thought the Electoral Commission or the Electoral Advisory Committee would need would be some very detailed information to figure out what was sort of cooking the books relative to the general noise of the election. And that I think it would still be very important for them to get that information from the Electoral Commission, because that would be able to, in a much more systematic way, highlight if the election was indeed being rigged. It's even in the PNC's interest to get that information, to make these assessments, because there are so many questions being raised, because the numbers are so crude, and for example, the Marape, that the legitimacy of this election is being called very much into question.
Presumably, if the information isn't getting through to a PNG's own appointed electoral advisory committee, then it certainly isn't getting through to the international observers. So how valid will their comments and their reports be when all this is over? Because they're going to be factually shortchanged, aren't they?
They are going to be certainly at the level of detail, and I think a lot of the truth is down in that level of detail. But what we're seeing is that some of these, what only comes across as being sort of manipulations, these sort of outcomes will be disputed in court, and there are experiences in the past whereby when you have more votes cast than the number of people in the electorate, and certainly the number of people on the electoral roll, then those elections are rerun. So in this sort of situation, it's better to hear about this sooner rather than later. Of course, it's only an interim report. There may be more examples of this sort of apparent gross manipulation coming through, and they might be able to comment on that in their final report anyway.
So how many individual constituencies, in your view, need to be declared failed? If we go back to 2002, that there were six of them on that occasion, but how many would it require this time before the whole election is deemed to be a failure?
I really aren't in a position to sort of answer that. As you say, six were failed in the 2002, but more than 100 were regarded as being valid. One out of one at this stage in terms of declared seats seems to be inappropriate at the highest and most crude sort of level of manipulation. 53,000 people in electoral roll, 60,000 votes cast. You just can't mathematically make sense of that number. So it depends as to what comes through in terms of whether the high level we can see this type of manipulation. Realistically, I expect a lot of the devil is in the detail. And if that information isn't made available, then the credibility would say, this seems if it's been rigged, we don't have the numbers for it. And so the calls for the leader of the opposition to say, this all needs to be rerun, maybe underneath the United Nations or some more independent body, that this is the sort of thing that would be required to ensure there's a legitimate government in PNG for the next 5 years.